Hey, fellow Freedom fans, back David Allen Carmichael with this Faith and Freedom show here on the Eagle 104.3 FM. There's a lot of weird things that I meant to talk about yesterday, but because we were dealing with the rate increase, the Progress Energy rate increase issue, we didn't get a chance to talk about some of the things that were in the news. Remember just not too long ago, where somebody gave away Chrysler to Fiat by Fiat, essentially said, hey, Fiat, how would you like to come and have a free American auto industry? Would you like to come and take over the American auto industry? Come on over and play. You don't have to give any money. You just have to say yes. So that's what happened by Fiat. Fiat took Chrysler. And one of the things, somebody who was in charge, somebody was waving the wand, was saying, let's see, look at all those dealerships that have been established over the many generations during the auto industry in America. Well, let's see, boy, I bet that makes it kind of difficult for Toyota and Honda and all these other dealerships that are related to companies that were founded someplace other than America. They have the disadvantage of not being in America as long as Chrysler and General Motors have been, and so they have more dealerships. Let's wave a wand and make a certain number of those dealerships go away. Oh, we're not really concerned about property rights. We're not really concerned about the common law protections. In fact, most likely nobody will actually raise protection of the common law, their common law rights, within those various states and things like that. So let's just go ahead and wave our wand and give an auto industry to Fiat by Fiat. I don't know if you remember that happening, but that kind of happened. President Barack Obama strongly opposes an effort in Congress to require General Motors Corp. and Chrysler LLC, see these new entities, it's make-believe Chrysler, to restore relationships shed during bankruptcy proceedings while stopping short of a veto threat. The administration said today in a statement that the decision by Chrysler and GM to rationalize the Okay, hold on. Check me on this. My rational mind is kicking in here. The decision by Chrysler and GM to rationalize their dealer networks was a critical part of their overall restructuring to achieve long-term viability in order to save jobs in the long run. It just is amazing that if you have more dealers, you would think that it'd be more competition against, you know what I'm saying? Because it turns out when you listen to the dealers don't cost Chrysler and GM anything. In fact, it's opportunities. There's more opportunities for Chrysler and GM to sell cars, especially because those dealerships themselves get into price wars and they got to manage their business very good. The money goes out into advertising. They're building relationships in the community because Mr. Smith's Dodge and Mr. Jones's Dodge have to make sure that they're working to make sure that somebody who's interested in a Dodge buys from them. So what happens is you've got two people competing to sell your Chrysler vehicle. Isn't that amazing? And the prices go down, so that makes it more affordable for people to buy the Chrysler rather than the Toyota or the Honda or something like that. See, rationalizing. This is just, folks, it's just my rational mind kicking in. And it makes me say, I smell a rat. Something's wrong. This in-flight entertainment, folks, we're getting distracted. And they say, well, it's not really fair to get them to change their policies after they have made the decision. Who is they? I think it's my. I think my made the decision. Remember, Mr. Obama the other day said, my plan is to do the following thing. Well, it turns out that my plan has been out there for a good more than a decade, and it's coming from somebody outside of America that comes up with my plan with regard to the cap and trade and things like that. It's neither here nor me, there to me. I'm just trying to deal with this issue as a rational mind, critical thinking. In fact, I am trying to be critical of the thinking or critical of the statement because I have to go, let's connect the dots and see if this really makes sense. So this, let's just get back to this. The administration said today in a statement that the decision by Chrysler and GM to rationalize their, it's not rational, their dealer networks was a critical part of their overall restructuring to retrieve long-term viability. Long-term viability, you need to have people selling your cars in order to save jobs in the long run. The House of Representatives is slated to vote tomorrow on a bill that would require the automakers to restore their franchise agreements as a condition of receiving federal aid. Hey, that's fair, right? I mean, isn't that fair? Isn't that some, one of those things where you say, we're going to provide federal money? And that's part of this whole socialist-fascist partnership. See, we used to be just merely fascist. Now we've morphed. Fascists don't realize that eventually they're going to lose everything to socialism and some of their hard-earned, hard-worked control, they start to lose it. It just kind of slips through their fingers. But the House of Representatives is slated to vote tomorrow on a bill that would require the automakers to restore their franchise agreements as a condition of receiving federal aid. You know what I mean? You know, that's why Congress is there. You know why they have laws and the legislature? It's to protect the weakest members of our society from the insults and injuries from those who are stronger. So that's part of government kicking in. It's bad enough that they were silly enough to create the mechanism that would cause this whole thing to happen. But now that they've created a catastrophe, they do have the power to step back. Just like Senator Fasano was saying that, and even it sounds like Commissioner Argenziano, looking back on her work as a legislator, they regret this whole rate hike thing for a power plant kicking in and happening. And now they're like, oh, what did we do? Oh, something happened. Somebody duped me. I thought my staff had done their staff work. Sometimes the staff that you've got is doing staff work for somebody else. And you don't know it till you start smelling rats. The plan opposed by this plan to basically whisk franchises away from people who have had them for generations. This plan opposed by both GM and Chrysler, that is, or the current plan, the Congress's current plan, is to say, you guys have to reinstate those guys. You know, you've basically ruined people's lives whimsically. And so if you want another dollar from us, which you desperately need because this whole thing is just a ongoing mismanagement, you're going to have to reinstate these guys' franchise. The plan, this plan opposed by both GM, that's the current regimes of GM. You got to realize it's now Fiat by Fiat, not Chrysler. The plan comes amid complaints from lawmakers that the car makers terminated dealerships with little notice or explanation. And you know what it is? Little, who cares? Okay, what if they gave them notice or explanation? Is that what really matters? It gets back to the constitutional basis, the biblical basis and basis of right versus wrong. Right now, what's happened is they've licensed the government to get out and do things that is not the government's job. I was doing a little homework. I was reading a book called Novo Ordo Seclorum, and it's talking about the foundings of the nation. And there's a segment in this book. It's sort of a textbook. It's pretty thick, and it talks about economy. They spelled it differently. If I read the writings of Sir William Blackstone at the same time in parallel to reading this book about the founding of our nation. And in this book, it says that the word economy originally meant taking care of the home, that in a home, in a family free market society, that economy was basically the term they gave to the proper management of the home without government interference. In fact, the government would interfere when your home isn't managed. And then they had a common law obligation, if you're not taking care of your kids, to do something about it. But normally it showed itself very strongly. It wasn't by a silent anonymous tip or something like that. There's a point where you're not managing your home and eventually, the collapse shows in public. And that's what they used to talk about economy. So this term economy with regard to the government getting involved and basically controlling and running the mercantile system was that, that now they're saying, oh, the government's job to make sure the economy, which is like the financial sector and making sure everybody's gotten lots of profit and everything like that, and the world's becoming a better place. That's not the government's job. The government's job is to protect the interest and property rights, the life, liberty, and property of the weaker member of the society from the insults and injuries of the greater member. That is the function of government. That's the way this whole thing was founded. The problem was when the government began to get power and they began to get money, they began to get whimsical and partnered with business interests and other political interests from foreign interests and all kinds of crazy things and banking interests and fake money interests. So don't want to depress you too much. But this, let's see what this bill says. This bill is likely to pass the House. This is a bill that's saying GM, the new GM, and Fiat by Fiat, and Fiat owning Chrysler by Fiat. What you're going to have to do is reinstate the franchises of these businesses that you shafted. And you did it whimsically. It's wrong. So, and if you want this money, you're going to have to come get it. Now, let's see what Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada said yesterday. He said that when you have a bankruptcy, there are winners and losers. Harry Reid has a heart, doesn't he? Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada, you don't have to worry about him, you're in Florida, said yesterday that when you have a bankruptcy, there are winners and losers. We used to say, too bad, so sad. That's essentially what he said. He says he'll also say, we'll be happy to take a look at it, at the House proposal, but it's nothing that is certainly on top of the agenda at the Senate at this time. Well, I guess that's something, isn't it? I wonder if they have a lot of auto dealerships in Nevada. Maybe some that were closed, maybe some that weren't. I have no idea. Maybe they have, I don't know. So I don't know. But that's what's going on. You're listening to The Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael. I'm going to try to talk about these issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. And I hope I can pull it off. I hope I can pull it off because I'm doing my best, and sometimes you never know what I might... You never know what I might come up with. It might be a little bit weird. Just before the break, again, I was talking about, oh, let me see something else's kind of thing. As I say, I go sometimes to foreign news sources to find out what's going on. And by the way, our phone number here is 888-850-1872, unless we get hit by lightning because there's a thunderstorm coming through. It says the Catholic Church is a climate change center. This is out of a news agency in Australia. Catholic Earth Care, the organization set up in 2002 by bishops to advise the church on environmental issues, admitted the Australian Catholic Church has a carbon footprint dwarfing other major organizations. Although measurement has just begun, Catholic Earth Care estimates the carbon emissions of the Catholic Church in Australia could be in the vicinity of 1.2 to 1.5 million tons annually. This is on par with the carbon emissions of Australian government, excluding the defense operations. And the civilian government of Australia has a 1.7 million ton carbon footprint. This organization, I guess it's called, Catholic Earth Care. This Catholic Earth Care said it launched a major drive to bring the carbon footprint down to more saintly proportions. And of this, Jacques Redman of Catholic Earth Care's executive director says the church owed it to God to reduce its emissions. We have a responsibility to our Creator as well to future generations to leave a small footprint. Oh, by the way, guys, we're going to take a break here, but I have checked the stats. The Earth temperature is radically going, over the last 20 years, been radically going up and radically going down just like crazy. It looks like a Richter scale measurement. The reason why is being affected by sunspots. By the way, I will tell you the carbon in the atmosphere has increased steadily over that time. But that crazy up and down temperature change of the Earth hasn't. It's been staying essentially stable and maybe cooling, notwithstanding anything to do with carbon. This is interesting stuff. I just want you to say that's possibly that the world is being affected by the pandemic of dementia. We're going to come back with the Faith and Freedom Show here on the Eagle 104.3 FM. Our number here is 888-850-1872.